Good morning and welcome to Focus on the Arts. I'm your host, Malvin Massey. And of course, every Friday we talk to the movers and shakers of the Memphis arts community, the people that are making things happen for your entertainment benefit and mine. And our guest today is here to tell us about an event that strikes us all as something that is very worthy of Memphis, Tennessee, and a great honor to a great gentleman. It is Duty of the Hour. It's the first documentary to explore the life of civil rights leader Benjamin Hooks, his dramatic intersection with many of the defining historical moments of American civil rights movement. This is a free public screening of the documentary, sponsored by the Benjamin L. Hooks Institute for Social Change. It'll be held February 4th, 5:30 p.m. at the Rose Theater here on the campus of the University of Memphis. And we have here to tell us all about this event and the Benjamin L. Hooks Institute for Social Change. The director is with us, Ms. Daphne McFerrin. Good morning, Ms. McFerrin.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you so much for coming by. This is, like we were saying a minute ago, this is the second time now that the movie is going to be presented.
Yes. Duty of the Hour, as you stated earlier, is a documentary not only on the life of Benjamin Hooks, but also the history of Memphis and the transformation of Memphis through slavery, the cotton industry, the Boss Crump era, Martin Luther King work with the Memphis sanitation workers strike, then Ben Hooks' appointment to the FCC and the NAACP. So it explores all those relationships and the history of the city and the nation. Featured in the interview are archival clips and interviews with various people.
I had no idea that it was so extensive as far as Memphis is concerned. I know Dr. Hooks had an illustrious career. You could fill several books with his exploits, but this is a historical look at the whole city.
The whole city. In the April 20th premiere, people who attended, this was at the Orpheum
this
here
was,
in Memphis.
That was the one that I was thinking about because we did a public service message about that one.
Yes. And that was a ticketed paid event that included members of the public as well as our sponsors. We created and completed the documentary with financial assistance from corporations throughout the United States, actually, and the local community. A lot of people came out of it saying they didn't fully recognize how Memphis played into the national story for the fight for racial equality. And the relationship of the Democrat and Republican parties. There's so much in the film that over time people have forgotten that this is really a good opportunity to look at how significant Memphis was in the history of our nation, and especially the telling of the struggle for civil rights for African Americans.
You know, it's appropriate, too, that just last year there was the big recognition of Ida B. Wells and her contributions. And we did several different things about her. And that, again, that brought back the idea of how significant Memphis was in the movement from way back, from the very beginning. How far back does this one go?
The film has to examine slavery. And we basically start around 1900s, but we bring in slavery and the cotton industry. And you mentioned Ida B. Wells, and I'll just give you a little insight into the film. Ida B. Wells and Julia Britton Hooks. Julia Hooks is Dr. Hooks' grandmother. She was the second African-American woman to graduate from college in the United States. And Ida B. Wells and Julia Hooks were very good friends. And in Memphis, they both sought to desegregate various establishments in downtown Memphis themselves as two women. So the film talks about that, and we show how Dr. Hooks' activism was related back to his grandmother, who was, in fact, very good friends with Ida B. Wells.
Wow. That's a small world, isn't it? Well, then, who produced the film? I mean, who shot it and everything? Was it local or was this national?
We used the production team consisted of me as executive producer of the film. Mm-hmm. This is the second film I worked on. The first one was Freedom's Frontline, the story of the Fayette County Movement in Fayette County, Tennessee, which has been airing on WKNO for about 3 years.
Yeah.
And the key members, I was a key member of the production team, but the people who were the filmmakers was Reese Auguste. Reese was a visiting professor in the Department of Communications here at the University of Memphis, and now he's on the faculty at the University of Colorado.
Yeah.
And Reese was co-producer, director, and writer for the film. Tony Dancy was also co-producer and director of the film and was a sound technician. Tony Dancy is the nephew of Frances Dancy Hooks, who's Dr. Hooks's wife. Okay. And Tony has several years of experience in the film industry working on film that we see on TV today as well. That's what he does for a living. We also used a sound, a cameraman from Memphis. So that was the, those were the key members of the production team.
As a matter of fact, now that you mentioned it, Reese was back in town for that premiere at the Orpheum.
Both Reese and Tony were back for the premiere.
Yeah.
And the premiere was attended at the Orpheum by people from across the country. It was attended by one of the commissioners at the U.S. Federal Communications Commission, our sponsors ranging from DuPont, Verizon, AT&T. We had people from those companies, Walmart, at the premiere as well. Yeah. And we had people who knew Dr. Hooks personally there. We had his fraternity there. So it was a celebration of his life and a celebration of the film coming together to celebrate and explore his life.
Yeah. When did the Institute begin?
The Institute was started in 1996 by Dr. Hooks and University of Memphis officials. It was started primarily with the donation of Dr. Hooks's personal papers, which expanded his career as a lawyer, judge, civil rights activist, and executive director of the NAACP.
Okay.
Those papers are here at the University of Memphis in special collections and are available to the public.
Oh, at the library?
Yes.
Okay. And if you just tuned in, by the way, this is Focus on the Arts. We're talking to Daphne McFerrin, who is director of the Benjamin L. Hooks Institute for Social Change here on the campus of the University of Memphis. And our focus is the film that you're invited to, the free showing of Duty of the Hour, a documentary on Dr. Benjamin L. Hooks. It's Monday, February 4th, 5:30 p.m. at the Michael D. Rose Theater here on the campus of the University of Memphis. It's 470 University Street. Parking is available in the public garage on Zach Curlin Street, and the event is free and open to the public. That's the most exciting part about it, one of the most exciting parts about it. Now, you do want people to RSVP, though.
Right? Yes, and parking is available on Zach Curlin. There is a $5 fee for parking. We don't control parking, so.
Nobody does around here.
But the film is free.
Yeah.
And for information, people are welcome to call us at the Hooks Institute. That number is 901-678-3974. Again, 901-678-3974. Or you can also go to our website. The website address is www.memphis.edu/Ben Hooks.
All right. And you do need people to RSVP.
Yes, we do want people to RSVP because it is turning out to be a very popular event. We are not at capacity, but we have lots of people expressing interest in it. We want to make sure that when people show up, they have a seat. So RSVP, and I can give you the RSVP address. You can RSVP for this event at bhievents@memphis.edu. BHI stands for Ben Hooks Institute. So bhievents@memphis.edu. And when you RSVP, give us the number of people who are attending, your name, and a daytime telephone number so that if we have any questions about the seating, we can contact you.
Okay. And this is by January 31st. You want to have this information in?
Yes. We want RSVPs by January 31st.
And so is it cut off after that? I mean,
No, people should still RSVP. Obviously, the people who RSVP by that date will be given preference.
Priority, but
you never know if there are seats available. So I do encourage people, if you don't make the deadline, to still RSVP to see if you can get in.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Man, that's cool. We've been talking about this for a little while now. And Dr. Hooks was, like you said, the director of the FCC for his tenure there. I think he was instrumental in our director, who's passed away now, Dr. McDowell, having such a close connection with the FCC over the years that he was here as the station was getting put together. And Dr. Hooks was always a good reference for the rules and regulations whenever we needed it. It's good to know that he's being represented here. When did you start working for the center?
I came to the Hooks Institute at the university January 1st, 2008. So I celebrated 5 years here at the university as of January 1st. And prior to that, I'd spent about 20 years in Washington, D.C. as an attorney. I was in private practice. I worked for the government. I was counsel to former Attorney General Janet Reno. I was a federal prosecutor prosecuting human trafficking cases. Whoa. And what brought me to Memphis is that I am originally from Fayette County, Tennessee.
Yeah.
And my parents are still residents of that county. And I was working to finish up the film, Freedom Frontline. And I spoke with the provost then, at the time, Provost Ralph Faudry, about coming here to finish up the film as a visiting scholar. And we worked that out between Dr. Faudry and the Hooks Institute, with me coming here as a visiting scholar to finish up Freedom's Frontline.
Yeah.
And so that was how I got my introduction to the Hooks Institute, and the rest is history.
Oh, wow. Where did you go to school here? Or
I grew to school? Went to school in Fayette County. I graduated from Fayette Ware High School.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What about college?
Okay. See, I'm emphasizing my West Tennessee roots.
Yeah,
I attended college at Yale College, and I went to Harvard Law School.
Okay, now see, there you go. Those are prestigious universities, for
yes,
sure.
They were great places, as is the University of Memphis.
Yeah,
thank you.
But did you, how was that? Was that experience difficult, or was it, you know, how was that experience?
Well, I consider Yale to be my other mother.
Okay.
You know, my mother, Viola McFerrin, was a civil rights activist, and she's, you know, obviously my mother. But
yeah,
in terms of an academic place, I think Yale was an incredible experience where they had the resources and the personal interest in me as a student to mm-hmm. make sure that I performed there well. And I really understood, and the university emphasized how important it was to give to the community but be academically prepared. So
right,
it was an incredibly rigorous experience. But as I grow older, I am more appreciative to my undergraduate university for all the gifts that it gave me.
Oh, wow. And then Harvard Law School, that's speaks for itself. That's an accredited place for sure.
Yeah, it was an incredible experience. You meet incredible people at the law school.
Yeah.
In fact, when I was a year ahead of me was Michelle
Obama.
who at the time was Michelle Robinson.
Yeah.
And obviously no one knew, you know, what her future held. But
yeah,
even then, she was a spectacular person. I mean, we all knew that back in law school. So those are the kind of people that you get to meet. And those people obviously shape your life and who you are and how you see yourself in the world.
Yeah. And so then in your career, you were working for social change from the beginning.
I was born into social change in Fayette County, which was a civil rights movement in Fayette County. It started when I was born.
Yeah.
So there's no other life that I've known.
Well, so this is just so appropriate for you to be a director of the Hooks Institute.
Yeah, I didn't plan it, but it has turned out, I didn't plan it as part of a life plan or
yeah,
career plan, but it has turned out to be an incredible experience. I mean, one, to work on documentaries. I think, as some of your viewing audience may know or may have seen, the Hooks Institute provided seed funding for the Memphis 13, which was a documentary on the desegregation, the first 13 African-American students who desegregated Memphis City schools in 1960. And Daniel Keel was a producer of that film, and he's at the law school.
Yeah.
The Hooks Institute helped finish up Freedom Frontline, which is a documentary on WKNO, and this is our third documentary.
Yeah.
In addition, we fund faculty research on issues that involve the community. One of our signature programs has been assisting with the program called Make a Splash, which is to increase the number of African Americans and other minorities who can swim. So
yes,
it's been a really great opportunity to do some good things in the community with great people here in Memphis.
Do you work with a full staff? Do you have volunteers? Are you looking for volunteers?
Yes. We have a combination of all. We have a community board. I mean, you can find that on our website.
Right.
So we're always looking for board members from a variety of different areas of life, business, grassroots, activist. So we have a broad spectrum of people we look for. We also have volunteers who volunteer at our events. When we did the Orpheum event, we had numerous volunteers because that was a big event.
Yeah.
And they volunteered to get people in, give them programs, and make sure the event went smoothly. We, on campus, use a lot of student volunteers because we like to stay close to our student organizations.
Right.
So, yes, we are a combination of it all. And I really encourage people to visit our website. If you have questions, you can always email us. You have the BHI events address. And there are also other ways to get in touch with us, which are set out on the website.
Yeah. And once again, you're invited to the free showing of Duty of the Hour, a documentary on Dr. Benjamin L. Hooks. It's Monday, February 4th. 5:30 p.m. at the Michael D. Rose Theater here on the campus of the University of Memphis. You can RSVP to bhievents@memphis.edu. You can look on the website at memphis.edu/Ben Hooks. You can call the number 901-678-3974 for more information. And again, the director of Benjamin L. Hooks Institute for Social Change, Daphne McFerrin, thank you so much for being our guest this morning.
Thank you.
And thank you for the good work you're doing, too. All right, and this has been Focus on the Arts. We'll do it again next week. In the meantime, you're back for more of the best in jazz. This is U92 FM.